There's going to be a new rail line between Birmingham and Manchester, but no words yet on how it will be funded in full, or indeed when it is ready. Let's speak live to Bruce Williamson, who's from the campaign group Rail Future. Good afternoon, Bruce.
Good afternoon.
The Chancellor's been speaking, Rachel Reeves, on a visit to a rail depot in Leeds, saying the plans to improve train services in the north of England are personal because for a long time the north of England and my constituents have been let down and been fed false promises. Is she right, and what do you make of the plans?
Well, on that particular last comment, yes, she's absolutely right. You know, I mean, we know that there have been a lot of problems with, particularly with Northern Rail, and there's a whole chunk of investment in the north that is desperately overdue. So on the face of it, yeah, we're giving this a cautious welcome. But I mean, I think if you, what bothers me on one hand is the timescale. So I don't know whether you have a timescale for Birmingham to Manchester. I'm seriously doubting whether it'll be finished in my lifetime. And one of the worrying things I heard, and I don't know if this is still the case, but it was said that the HS2 work won't start until the whole of the Northern Powerhouse Rail project is finished, which is ludicrous, you know. That'll take us well into the 2040s, I think.
Well, the Liberal Democrat former leader Tim Farron was responding to a statement in the Commons from Heidi Alexander, and he argued we will see upgrades in the 2030s, which is a long way away, but we won't actually see trains running on the new track much before 2045.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Will I be alive in 2045? I'm not sure I will.
I hope so.
You know, and these things shouldn't take that long. I mean, there are any number of historical and foreign examples of where these projects get done really quickly. The budget I've heard is 40 billion, but that is spread over a 15-year timescale. So on a sort of year-by-year basis, that's not going to be able to get a whole lot done. You know, I don't want to sound mean-spirited. It's all very welcome. And the whole Northern Powerhouse Rail thing is a very, very sound project with a lot of good schemes that we really need that will improve people's lives. But we need it done sooner rather than later, I think.
And what about the current state of play for people? When you look at, for example, if you're going from Paddington in London to Reading, you can complete a journey for 35 miles in 22 minutes with a frequency of up to 8 trains per hour. For example, direct journeys between Liverpool and Manchester Airport, a distance of 29 miles, takes 1 hour and 25 minutes with 21 stops. It's not good right now, is it?
It would depends which line you go on, doesn't it? I mean, yeah, there are some really good examples. I mean, I nearly made it from London Paddington to Reading on Sunday night, but the whole line was shut down. I got caught up in all of that. The South Eastern service to Kent, you know, that zooms along at 140 miles an hour. It's brilliant. And then you want to go from, I don't know, let's say Leeds to Bradford. I don't know off the top of my head what the line speed there is or the journey times, but I'm sure it's not super duper. You know, and there are many, many other examples across the country of where this investment is desperately needed. So, you know, what little we're getting is very welcome, but I still feel there's so much more that the government should be doing.
Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Future, thanks for joining us.
Where the news never stops. LBC News.
Let's get more reaction.